And she had a sister called Mary, who moreover was listening to the Lord's word, seated at his feet. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only a few things are necessary, really only one. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. And this morning we want to come, as Mary did, at your feet and listen to your word. And come, would you speak to us, God? And we just ask you for your presence. To come, for your presence is what we need, and your presence is better, God, than anything else, God. So Lord, would you come in your presence, God, and meet with us and touch us, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you look at verse 40, it says, "But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him," Jesus, "and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.'" I don't know about you, but sometimes this is exactly how I feel. You know, I feel like I'm just like Martha. I'm distracted by so many things. And I wouldn't say it out loud, but if you could see into my heart, this is what I'm saying to God. I'm saying, "God, I have all these things I need to do. Like, I can't believe I'm so busy and I have to do all these things. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I've been so busy since retreat preparation time. I feel like I've just had so much on my plate." And this is exactly how I can feel sometimes. You're like, "God, life is not fair, you know. I can't believe I'm doing all these things." And what happens is self-pity comes in, you know. Martha's struggling with that, self-pity. She's like, "Come on, Jesus, my sister's not doing anything and I'm doing everything. Why don't you tell her to help me?" And also a bit of self-righteousness. Like, I'm doing all the right things, you know. I'm serving you and I'm doing all these things, but that person is not. So you got to tell her to help me out. And we all know that Hong Kong is such a busy place for us to be, right? It's weird. You know, when I go visit my friends in the States, they can get off work at 4:30 on a good day, 5 o'clock, and they hang out with me. You know, like, I'll go and visit, and they'll be like, "Oh, I'll be done by 5. We'll go. We actually went from their work back home and then took some time chilling, and then we got to go out for dinner. Then we came back to their place and hung out even more on a Monday night. You know, like, that's unheard of in Hong Kong. And I don't know what's going on in Hong Kong, but everyone's so busy, and there's always stuff for us to do. And we can get so distracted, you know, like Martha was distracted. She says Martha was so distracted with all her preparations. And I think especially if we're doing a lot of church stuff, we get to the second part, like what that Martha said, you know, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone?" Not so much with like secular work, but if you're doing a lot of church stuff, then you can get this kind of bitterness rising up in us, you know, like, "God, look at all these other people, they're not doing anything, but I feel like I'm doing all these things." And to be honest with you, I was feeling quite bitter about early morning prayer. I was going to say whether P. Sam was here or not, so he can hear it on the recording, but I was feeling, this is honestly, because since this year, we've been doing it every day, right? Tuesday through Friday. And I remember when we started, I was quite gung-ho. I was like, "Yeah, you know, early morning prayer every day, it'll be fantastic. You know, we'll pray and come together." And it was really good for a while, but just as time went by, I felt like it was a burden to me, you know, like, oh, I can't, I have to go. And, you know, because whenever you have to do something, it can become a burden. So just yesterday, as I was preparing and I was reading this passage, I was thinking, oh, man, EMP, like, if only I didn't have to go to EMP every day, life would be fantastic. I wouldn't be so tired. I would be able to do all these things. And I was thinking all these things. But God reminded me. I just began to ask, well, so if I don't go to EMP every day, what would I be doing instead? And I was thinking, oh, you know, I would like to get up early in the morning and spend time with God and then come to church to do my work. And then that just God kind of said, that's exactly what you're doing. Like, because before we had to come to EMP, I would wake up late and I'd be like, oh, I wish I could just wake up in the morning. And that was like something I really wanted to do. Wake up early in the morning, spend time with God and get into my quiet time and then come out and do my work. So EMP that's exactly what I'm given the opportunity to do that, like to come early in the morning and to pray and spend my quiet time with God and then go off and do my work. But it's just an attitude thing. I was just getting bitter. I was like, oh, I feel like I have to do all these things. And for some reason, I felt like EMP was my worst enemy. Like, I have to come to this thing. But now my attitude has changed. I realized this is exactly what I want to do. Even if I don't have to come to EMP, like I remember when I didn't have to come to EMP, I would always think, oh, yeah, I want to get up like 6 o'clock in the morning and I'll pray and I'll really get into God's presence and then I'll come out and do my work. But now that it's being forced upon me, I feel like, I can't believe I have to do this. So I'm just saying I want to change my attitude. And whenever I come, I don't want to come with this attitude of, oh, I can't believe I have to be here every day. You know, I want to take it as a privilege and a joy. But I mean, that's what happens. When we do a lot of church work, we feel like Martha sometimes. And we say to Jesus, Jesus, do you not care that I'm the only one? It's probably not true that you're the only one, but you feel like that. And you're like, don't you care that I'm the only one doing all these things for you? And I really believe what's going on with Martha here is that her focus is on herself. You know, her focus is on herself, and I mean, I can relate because you know how they always say there's the Mary kind of Christian and Martha kind of Christian. I feel like I'm more of a Martha Christian. I'm always doing stuff, or always, like verse 41, I'm always bothered and worried about so many things, and so I can relate to Martha. But I believe it's just from experiences. Oh, what's going on here is she's so worried about getting people's approval. And I think that's one of the reasons why we become a Martha, because we're worried about what other people will say if we don't get these things done. Just like, I mean, Jesus was visiting Martha's place, and we all know if Jesus was here right now, we wouldn't be worried about like all the little things that we have to do. But when we focus on ourselves and when we focus on kind of getting people's approval, you know, like I don't want to give a personal example because my boss is P. Sam, right? But for you guys, you're like, if I don't go to my work and if I don't do this and if I don't do it and get this exactly right, then, you know, my boss or whoever, my coworkers will think badly of me or think all these things negative about me. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get your job done properly, but this is something I heard actually at my house church, and this came from Mary Koo, and I think it's so appropriate that her name was Mary. But she says busy, B-U-S-I, stands for being under Satan's yoke. You know, being under Satan's yoke. And she was talking about how we can get so busy that we don't actually get to spend time with God. And when we do, it's so rushed. And she gave the And then someone else gave the example of, yeah, like if you get together with a friend, but you only have like half an hour, so you're like, okay, we only have half an hour, so share your life right now, and we're going to connect and become intimate right now. That's not going to happen, right? It happens as you spend, you know, a long period of quality time together, and you, you just allow yourself to be, to become connected and to relate with that person in that way. But when we are busy, we don't get to do that. But the point that she made was, and this is coming from a banker, right? So let that speak to you. She said, we have a choice in this matter. Work is always there. Work will always be there. But we have a choice, and we have the power to say, you know what, I'm going to take this time, and I'm not going to let myself get too busy, and I'm going to actually spend some time with the Lord and really sit at His feet and get into His presence. And she was saying, yeah, you know, you might have to tell your boss you can't do that, or you might have to tell your coworkers you're not going to be able to do that. And you will have to make some sacrifices. You might not be able to go out on a Friday night with your friends, or you might have to come home early, or whatever, you know, whatever sacrifices you need to make, not just work-wise, but just the leisure time that we have. But she was saying we need to make the sacrifice because we have the power to let ourselves become so busy, or to have some time to be able to come and sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. And I think it's so true. And I just love that acronym, BUSY, being under Satan's yoke. Because when we are busy, it's true, we become so distracted that we can't get to Jesus, and we become so worried and bothered about so many things that we can't come to the feet of Jesus Christ. And I'll just end this with this one thought. So let's imagine what happens after this, right? So Martha is there, and she's serving. She's busy serving everybody. Maybe she's bringing them water to wash their feet. Maybe she's preparing bread or meat or whatever for people to eat. And she gets so frustrated. She comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, don't you care that I'm the only one doing all these things? And Jesus says, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things. But your sister Mary, but only a few things are necessary. Actually, only one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen the good part. And that will not be taken away from her. So let's imagine what happens after. I would like to think that Martha then said, okay, then I'm not going to worry and bother about so many things. I'll lay those things down, and I'll come to the feet of Jesus, and I'll listen to Him and receive from Him. And, you know, so Martha stops serving. Martha stops doing all these things. She comes to the feet of Jesus, and people don't get served. People don't have water to wash their feet. People actually are hungry. And they're wondering, hey, where's the food? Where's my drink? But eventually, because Jesus is there, people will listen to the words of Jesus. And I believe they'll forget about, hey, what about my feet, my water for my feet, and my drink and my food? Before, when I wrote this last night when I wrote it, I thought, oh, yeah, people will be all upset. People will be like, hey, where's my food? And they'll be like, hey, where's Martha? And, hey, I'm upset. But, you know, but it's okay because Jesus said that's the necessary thing for you to do. But I don't think that's what actually happened. Because if Martha stops working and serving, but Jesus' presence is there, then people will be so touched by the presence of God that they won't even care that they didn't have a bread to eat when they visited Martha's place. They won't care that they didn't have a cup of water to drink when they visited Martha's place, because Jesus' presence was there. And I believe, you know, the same thing for us. If we really sat at the feet of Jesus Christ and we really downloaded from Him, and then we go out there to do our work, even though it feels like we're spending an hour, we're spending 2 hours at the feet of Jesus. That's two valuable hours that we could be doing work. But I believe once we have the presence of Jesus in us and upon us and with us, then like the really important stuff will actually get done even better and even more effectively than if we got so busy that we just we couldn't focus. We got distracted. We were bothered and worried, and we didn't spend time at the feet of Jesus. And we were trying to do stuff on our own. It'll be more effective if we sat at the feet of Jesus. And John 15 tells us that, right? John 15, it's a very famous passage. Oh, yeah. John 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. So, yeah, I really believe if Martha had stopped working, maybe she would have been afraid, like I can be, like many of us can be. Like, what if people think we're not responsible? What if people think this about us? What if people think that? But people will not think that because the presence of Jesus was there and they will just be ministered to by Jesus. But it's just Martha and her own thoughts and all her own worries that get in the way of her spending time with Jesus. So I just want to encourage us today. Let's just go before Jesus. I'll invite Chris up to lead us in worship. And I just want to pray for us, you know, that we would be able to not be so busy. And really, it is an attack of the enemy, you know, to keep us so busy, to keep us under his yoke. So let's come before him, and if you feel like you're in Martha's shoes, it's not like we can muster up something. And it's not like Jesus is not angry at you, right? He's inviting you to say, hey, just sit at my feet. And so if you feel like you're Martha, just go before Jesus. Just be honest and say, hey, this is who I am. This is how I feel. And I believe Jesus will come. I mean, Jesus came for me yesterday. I was feeling like this yesterday. And he came and kind of helped me. And even this morning, I really felt the presence of Jesus. So I just come before him and ask him to come and minister to us and bring us out of a place of being so worried and bothered about many things, and just being at peace with him and being in his presence.
Face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. A trust in you with all I am. With all I am, I live to see your kingdom come. And in my heart, I pray you let your will be done. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. I trust in you, I will live. To love you, I believe. To bring you praise, I believe. A child in all of you. You are the voice. You are the voice that calls the universe to be. Speaks to me until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home. I'll trust in you, I will live.
Let's just spend a little bit of time and let's just sit at the feet of Jesus and just invite His presence to come over us. Thank you. let's pray together for our house church meetings today. There's Robinson Road House Church, Kennedy Road House Church. Robinson Road is myself and Leanne. Kennedy Road is Will and Tracy. Causeway Bay with Angela, Yim, and Carmen. Seymour, Tom and Charles, and Kowloon House Church, John and Karen. So let's just pray for those house churches. Let's pray for really God's presence to be there and for people to be vulnerable, to open up, and there will be ministry that happens through the house church meetings. Let's just pray for those five house churches today. Let's pray for our missions focus. Let's pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Pastor Oh and the ministry that he has in Cambodia with some of the churches and with an orphanage there as well. So let's just pray for God's favor upon Pastor Oh, that he has good relationships with all the ministries that he's helping out in Cambodia. And also let's pray for May, GA, and Matt. They will be going this Saturday morning to Cambodia to do ministry to help Pastor Oh with the ministry that he has. And let's just pray that they'll be able to really pray for people and really minister to people there in Cambodia. And they'll come back on Wednesday. So let's pray that they will be safe. And let's also pray for Uzbekistan. Let's pray for Mr. Song or Papa Song and pray for God's mercy and grace upon him and upon the church, Tashkent Bethel Church, that they'll continue to grow in God's love. So let's pray for those two places together. Let's pray for our church and our move. We're looking for a new sanctuary to move into, and we're also trying to raise the money for it. So let's pray that God would lead us and help us and really be with our church as we pray and seek His face about the move. So let's pray for God's covering over us and God's direction and leading for our church move. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word, and help us to really be able to sit at your feet like Mary and that we won't be distracted or bothered or worried, God. I pray those things, that you will take them away, Father, that you would wash them away, God, in your love and in your presence. And just the three things, God, our house church meetings today and missions focus, Cambodia and Uzbekistan, and our church move, we want to lift it up to you. And I thank you that you hear our prayers, God, and that something, you know, moves in the heavenly realm, God, as we pray. So we want to continue to pray with faith and be with us today, the rest of the day, God, as we pray and as we work to the best of our ability. May we do it for your glory, and may we do it with you and near you. So come, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So God bless you guys. Have a great day.